Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast, brought to you by HealthRev Partners. Join your hosts, Michael Greenlee and me, Hannah Vale, as we dive into the world of home health, hospice, and palliative care services. Each episode features real stories and insights from industry leaders covering everything from innovative technologies and payer negotiations to quality improvement and clinician safety. Whether you're a seasoned professional or new to the field, our podcast offers valuable knowledge to help you provide the best care for your patients. Tune in and be part of the conversation on Home Health Revealed. Welcome to this episode of Home Health Revealed, where I get to sit down with Joe Russell, who is VP of Network Management and Contracting at Strategic Healthcare. And we get to talk about managed care consulting, how his career in politics led him down this road to become a managed care consultant, and then how we think AI is going to impact the industry. Let's dive in. I have Joe Russell with me today. Joe, tell us where you're from, what you do.
I am from Columbus, Ohio. I'm with Strategic Healthcare, and we are managed care consultant.
All right, Joe, so give us a little background. How did you get into doing managed care consulting?
Oh man, it's a long, dark road. I actually started out, I have a degree in political science, and I through politics, I became a lobbyist. And from there, I got recruited into association life and worked with on developmental disabilities issues in Ohio. And then I was eventually recruited to run the Ohio Council for Home Care and Hospice. Did that for 6 years. During that time, our members were having more and more issues with managed care. Given the fact of my background, I approached it, I took an advocacy approach, and I went to the state Medicaid department and worked with the legislature to try to address some of our core issues with managed care. And it was pretty clear from an early point that they didn't really have a lot of desire to help us, and part of that was is because of their relationships with the plans. So working with my board, I said, we don't have a lot of options left, and so we built a managed care network, and we did that from scratch. Had a lot of great input and advice. It was a really heavy lift, but as soon as that started, it really took off. Our first couple of contracts that were negotiated were really, really great, and from there, I just started getting calls from around the country. Hey, could you come to my state and do something similar? And I said, we're in a world of hurt if they're calling me thinking I'm the expert. So I made the bold decision to leave my post to serve this particular market where nobody is kind of specialized in post-acute community-based managed care consulting. So I've learned so much in the last year. I have a lot more to learn. But my goal is to really redefine how care can be delivered in the community, but do that through a partnership with the health plans, not an adversarial relationship.
Love that. So in coming to NOC, what do you feel like as you've walked into this space, and it's got a lot of political buzz, it's got, you know, we've got tech, we've got all this noise, mm-hmm. if you will, what do you feel like you are walking away with?
Oh, great question. You know, I always walk away with a lot of new friends, and that's really important to network. Honestly, I have friends that I only know from this event, and I only see them once a year at this event. So that's a big aspect of it. I will tell you this, I think, first of all, this was a really well-attended conference compared to the last few years. I'm not sure what's driving that, but I think the biggest takeaway is just the difference in mentality of folks in the industry now versus just a few years ago. There's a lot of optimism. Even though we've got a lot of challenges and issues, there's a lot of optimism, and clearly this is a very healthy marketplace, and so that's kind of my biggest takeaway.
I think you're right. I like that you pulled out the optimistic piece, because you do see that. Whether we're here as tech partners or there are people here from various aspects of the industry with different perspectives, different growth models and things, but I think we all come together in a place like this to really drive forward the care of the patient. And I know that sounds so cliche and yep. So like, let me just put my rose-colored glasses on, but you really do feel that in this industry.
100%. And examples of that stuff, I mean, I think there's been more people this year that I've met that aren't even in this industry that are here for one reason or another. Some of the AI stuff that I've seen has really been cool, geeking out on some of that stuff a lot. But what's interesting, to your point, is that a lot of these solutions are actually geared towards higher quality care for the individual. Things like using AI to help the nurses document in the home. It's taking, you know, a 30-minute process and putting it into 5 minutes. That allows them to serve the patient longer and give them their full attention and not have to worry about, I got to sit in, you know, in their living room or the driveway and document all this stuff. So just things like that are really, really making a difference. And I think it's pretty clear that there's a paradigm shift happening in post-acute care and that more people want to be in the community. And, you know, we're starting to see things flood in that direction, which is awesome.
I agree. And on the topic of AI, I have kind of felt like AI is like the new age gold rush.
Yeah.
Like everybody's seen it. Everybody's going for it. You know, we're all moving in that direction.
Yeah.
But AI can actually mean a lot of different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody is out there looking for AI, I would really encourage them to demo some of these different products and really see what's out there and see what works for you. Because one AI is not every AI.
100%. Well, even if within the stratification of AI, there's different categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's different things that are AI. 100%. And the other thing that I've learned too is there's a lot of people who see the opportunity for AI, but they're not in this industry. And you have to be really careful that mm-hmm. you're not basically purchasing something that isn't going to achieve the goals that you need it to achieve. And in some cases, what's kind of interesting about AI is a lot of the AI tools haven't been that expensive for people to implement. So it's just kind of an interesting dynamic. I personally don't think that AI is going to be the things, like, we don't know enough about it today to say this is where it's going to be. I know a lot of people are scared some people are saying there's not going to be any jobs in 50 years because AI is going to take everything. I don't quite believe that. I think it's probably going to be more like what happened with the internet when it came out. Everybody thought, you know, the internet was going to take over the world, and
yeah.
We learned how to use it. And AI has its limitations, but it's certainly, when you have collapsing margins, AI is going to help a lot of agencies drive more efficiency and mm. continue to be able to provide high quality care, even though the reimbursements aren't what they should be.
I completely agree. Thank you so much for being willing to sit down. Anything else you want to add before we kind of sign off here?
I just appreciate being here, and HealthRev's awesome. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, we did get to hang out at an 80s themed party last night,
yes.
Which was really fun.
Yes, I was disappointed I did not win the Back to the Future hoverboard, but I've since recovered. So
you did win some hair.
I did.
Did you take that wig home?
No.
No, well, I don't know where it went. So
really? It's
gone? Thought maybe it went home with you.
No.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your stay at NOC.
You too. Thanks.